Penguin Random House Audio presents Masked Prey by John Sanford. Read for you by Richard Ferrone. Chapter 1. Audrey Coyle and Blake Winston had been sexting each other for weeks. Winston's penis, of which Coyle had seen perhaps 7 or 8 iPhone views in a variety of penile moods, was not clearly different than the penises of 12 other classmates that Coyle had seen, circulated through the smartphones operated by girls in their final year at the Claridge School, a school with a capital T in the, so it wasn't some Claridge School, it was the Claridge School of Reston, Virginia. And Coyle suspected that images of her breasts wouldn't exactly be breaking news among selected males of the Claridge School senior class. She was correct in that. Neither Coyle nor Winston was a virgin, having dispensed with that handicap in the fifth form, known in less snotty schools as 11th grade. They hadn't yet fully engaged with each other, but were edging toward it, though not yet. All of that was neither here nor there. Right now, Coyle's main preoccupation wasn't with Winston's junk, but with his totally erect Nikon Z6 camera. There were LED light panels to her left and right, dimmed by photo umbrellas that would kill any harsh shadows. A smaller light sat directly behind her, braced on a toilet seat, providing a rim light that gave a soft glow to her auburn hair. The camera sat